This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, the 29th day of November 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Then we return, of course, weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, with a four-hour radio broadcast that's been on air, syndicated since 1998. Been on air, period, since 1995. Again, thank you so much for joining us. We all have these moments from time to time, but I really had one last night and this morning. Completely crystallized, laid out basis of geopolitical affairs and exactly the real forces that humanity is facing. Now, obviously, the mind can have complex geopolitical and philosophical discussions with itself that are harder to put down on paper or orate via a live multimedia teleprompter-free transmission. But I'm going to do the best I can today because we really are in incredibly important times. And I'm not going to mince words with people about the point in human history that we've now currently reached. I shot a video yesterday, came up here to the office. Emergency alert, World War III, question mark. And the video is beginning to go viral today. The story is up on Infowars.com. And, you know, I wish some of the trolls were right. It's got 3,217 pro votes, 211 negative votes, 95% pro, like most of our videos. But I address the people in denial because they're the type of people that the establishment wants to produce. So they are the prodigal sons. They're the people we really care about. We're not in some sardonic power trip that they're so dumbed down and ignorant and confused. We understand their ignorance is our weakness collectively. But here's CNN's headline. How is this not World War III? Here is the New York Times. World War III. Former CIA operative Robert Baer came out and said, get ready for World War III. World War III, what would really happen in a nuclear war? Metro News. Has World War III already started? Pat Buchanan says that we're stumbling towards war with Russia. What's funny is almost all analysts say this has the makings of a major world war in the most dangerous times of the Cuban Missile Crisis in the early 1960s. And then I watch decadent, dumbed-down people who really are mentally ill. This country is sick. And I love this country. I'm being honest about that. We probably all had a family member or somebody that has a drug problem, an alcohol problem, or is mentally ill. And you love them, you care about them, but man, you know what? You're not going to sit around and be bossed around by them. You're not going to let their mental illness dictate your life. And the fact that the establishment thinks they can suspend the rules of war and history, and the fact that so many minions out there living on the bones of the liberty that our forebears produced, to sit around and shoot your mouths off while we are edging towards massive regional war, bare minimum. Huge proxy war, one of the biggest in history going on right now. Russia moving in. High-tech missiles that can blow up any of our aircraft into Syria. It's an epic time to be alive. And, you know, I wish this was all a joke. I wish the trolls making jokes were right, believe me. But see, I'm a man. So I live in the real world. And I'm forced to choose sides for who has the moral high ground. That's what I do. We'll be back. Stay with us. It's a very important broadcast.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Bad luck wind been blowing at my back. I was born to bring trouble to wherever I'm at. Got the number 13 tattooed on my neck. When the ink starts to itch, then the black will turn to red. I was born in the soul of misery.
Everybody's heard the story about the dodo bird.
Had me a name.
And if you look it up, the dodo bird lived on a small chain of islands. Was it out in the Pacific Ocean? I'm going from memory. We can pull it up. And it never had any natural predator. So it was a flightless bird, big and fat, lots of meat on it, basically an island turkey. Not related to the turkey, but a large, fat, juicy bird. And so sailors, within just 30 years or so of those islands being discovered, had eaten all the birds and had killed the last ones. And that's, again, east of Madagascar in the Indian Ocean, by the Pacific Ocean. And I liken the American people and the people of the West to dodo birds. That's why you call someone a dodo when they just are stupid and they can't get something through their head. I love America. I love the West. I'm a big fan of the West. The West is under attack. The West is being dismantled. And there are globalist forces on record. Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, they're the main authors of it all. Open borders, taking your guns, attacking the family, starting wars with Russia, funding IS, running narcotics in and out of the country en masse. Even comes out in the newspaper, nobody gets in trouble. Warren Buffett, Wells Fargo, Wachovia. Biggest recipients of banker bailouts. They are a pack of globalist thieves. And the only thing that challenges them is chivalry. And I really have done deep thinking on this subject, and I've talked some about it, but I tell you, I need to write a book or produce a film on this subject. I don't know what you title it, The Keys to Saving Humanity. And I've been on air all these years just trying to wake people up and get people involved to fight tyranny. We've had some success. But always looking for other people to be leaders in this fight, I realize that I've got to be a leader in this fight and not just try to wake people up. It's my responsibility to give specific solutions. And our main crisis is that we are losing the basic human programming, the basic human systems that allowed us to survive, thrive, and conquer this planet. And that is the ultimate sin committed by the globalists, is they are seeking to make us basically deaf, dumb, and blind dodo birds, because our free will and our human activity and our human capacity to try to direct our own destinies gets in the way of these people playing God. Now, I've got incredible news with Russia. Mainstream media admitting World War III could break out. Huge news on the Planned Parenthood situation with Obama saying enough is enough. He's coming after our guns. That's a quote. CNN, enough is enough. Huge developments on the world government carbon tax initiative that started today, the 29th of November, and will run for 2 weeks in Paris, France, establishing open world government. Here's the Drudge headline. Leaders gather to save the world, close quote. You give them unlimited taxes, unlimited regulations, they will save you. Whether global warming was real or not, it's all a fraud, folks. India has now been told they've got to make massive coal cuts. Now, 160-plus of the third world countries don't. India had signed on to all this because they got Britain's steel industry and other facilities, other value-added products. But now they're being told they've got to make massive cuts, and they are freaking out. They're like, but Mexico and China and 160-plus other countries don't have to. And they said, sorry, that's what the treaty says. Because you're not the chosen ones in India, are you? No, they're going to build 3 new coal power plants a week in China. And you're going to have to close yours. Because it's been decided that you're not going to be allowed to prosper. Oh, you don't like that discrimination? Sorry. See, there's more discrimination going on than people not bowing down to Caitlyn Jenner, the snapping turtle that wears a wig. There's bigger discrimination going on, isn't there? Against all of us. By the global crime cartel, that's a private group of corporations openly above the law with diplomatic immunity, now levying world taxes and setting to establish a treaty in the next 2 weeks in Paris, France, to arrest anyone criticizing anthropogenic climate change, period. Now, all of this epic stuff is happening, but I first just want to speak about the nature of the world and just a brief snapshot, oversimplified because history is so complex, but still the basis of what's happened to understand geopolitically what's going on in this world. And Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief, with his piercing analysis on the situation in Russia, the situation in Ukraine, the situation in Syria and more, will be joining us, and we'll be taking your calls the second half of the interview with him. But if you want to understand how the world works, let's just fast forward to 1815, the Battle of Waterloo, and what took the British Empire from being the dominant world empire to being the great world empire. And that was the Rothschilds funding Napoleon, but also the British on both sides, the Prussians funding all sides of the war, millions dead, then having carrier pigeon after a fast corvette ship made it across the English Channel hours before the news got back that Lord Wellington had won the war and that Napoleon had capitulated. And they crashed the stock market 99% plus by announcing that Napoleon had won. And Lord Rothschild then bought up the stock market during that period. And so literally owned the British monarchy, which was already basically German and Hungarian and Transylvanian. So nothing is as it seems. And they were able to take the whole world over basically at that time, except for pockets of old empires. Now, fast forwarding, the German houses that supplied the royalty to all of Europe wanted to take out Tsar Nicholas in 1917. This is all in mainline history books. You'll understand what's happening now. Our government, the British government, funded hundreds of millions of dollars. Famous train of $25 million of gold was just one shipment. And hundreds of thousands of, quote, American volunteers out of the East Coast to go there by ship and to enter into Europe and take trains into Russia and to overthrow the government of Russia, to kill the British throne's cousin. They were so basically identically bred that if you look at the King of England at the time and you look at Tsar Nicholas, you can't tell they're different people. Same uniform, same outfit, same look, same eye spacing, same hairline. It's the same. I mean, this is ridiculous, the amount of breeding that goes into these people. And they literally did what royals always do. They killed off their competition, and they put horrible, horrible Leninist Trotskyites in who killed more than 20 million Russians. Slaughtered the entire military, leadership, everybody. Now, 90-plus years later, the Russians have finally thrown that off. And that's why the globalists are preparing war with them. And they mean business. Remember, the globalists created Hitler to take out Russia. That's in mainline history. We'll be back. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected and more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. Sale starts on Monday, 11/23, and ends Cyber Monday, 11/30. Remember, there's a new deal every day. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com, guns and the number 80.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that in.
Continuing with just a snapshot history of the last 100 years in Russia. We're talking 98 years since the Bolshevik Revolution was funded by the West, by capitalists, to bring down Russia, and then to have special client deals with the Soviet Union and have the captured Russian engine be used to project collectivism and tyranny all over the world. Then out of the dialectic, the West would counter that by its own militaristic expansions that would actually cover up the imperial nature of it. And, of course, the irony is you have the old Soviets calling us the imperialists when they were imperialists, and then we're calling them communists when they're really imperialists. That's all it is imperialism by another name, conquest by another name. And for a long story short, Alexander Solzhenitsyn, one of the people credited with bringing down the Soviet Union, it was not really Reagan and the FBI and the weapons and all the rest of it. It was ideological ideas that brought down the Soviet Union to a great extent, because young people and intellectuals read Gulag Archipelago. And whether you believe his conversion or not, Vladimir Putin read it when he was in the KGB. And we know that he became a national hero before his death and was praised on national television, and you know, they repudiated communism, all the rest of it. And Russia has gone from pushing an anti-family agenda to promoting families, promoting male role models, paying people to have kids, the opposite of what happens here. And so for all of Russia's problems, and believe me, there are many, Russia has come out and said man-made global warming and carbon taxes are a global fraud to establish planetary government and are a military assault on industry in selective nations to shut down competition. Well, that's exactly what it is. Not our opinion, that's what it is. And Russia comes out and says the United States and others are funding ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And then now it's forced mainstream media to go, okay, it's actually true. And it just goes on and on. So you have to understand that people are hungry for opposition to globalism. They're hungry for strong leaders that stand up against it, like Vladimir Putin. We're hungry for a George Washington here. But the truth is, Russia tried to go along with the West for the last 15-plus years since Vladimir Putin got into power in 99, and all we've seen is the West try to launch overthrows of the government of Russia, overthrow satellites of Russia, overthrow border regions with Russia, start wars, take over their only two military bases outside Russia, and pushing the world towards conflict. And I'm going to cover that in the next segment. But you have to understand that the globalists don't want us to have a culture. They want it to be an MTV, CNN, plastic culture they can change day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year. They want emasculated men. They want dumbed down populations, and they've done it. The globalists have put the United States through the exact same program they're trying to put Russia through. And Russia, after 80-plus years of being under Bolshevik nightmare rule, was able to struggle out of it to a certain extent, and they arrested scores of billionaire oligarchs who had been controlling the Soviet Union when it collapsed And in almost every case, read the British newspapers, the Rothschilds sued over this and lost. Newspapers would report another oligarch turns out to be Rothschild front. And it turned out all these agents inside Russia that controlled it with Boris Yeltsin at the end of the Soviet Union were inside operatives who'd been there and whose families had been there since the beginning of the Bolshevik Revolution, when their families out of England, out of the United States, came in and took those areas over. And whereas I don't get up here on air and get into Jewish conspiracies, it is a fact that the Rothschilds didn't just fund the creation of Israel. The Rothschilds funded the Bolshevik Revolution and what you saw done to the czars. And a large contingent of the fighters who were sent into Russia were financed by the bank that became Goldman Sachs in the 1920s. And so this is literal world conquest, ladies and gentlemen, that we're dealing with here. And Russia, after having large portions of their population exterminated, their neighbors exterminated, then Russia would get the blame for the extermination when it was the Bolsheviks. They then turn around and blame Russia yet again. When the globalists put the criminals in control of Russia and then turned Russia into a giant engine of evil worldwide while sucking the blood out of the Russian people to fund this world government, to create the fake bipolar world so they could have the counter to it that is the Anglo-American world government. And the globalists call it Anglo-American system. It's nothing to do with Anglo-Americans. It just means part of Europe, the UK, the United States, Canada, Australia. And that's the dominant world power structure right now, and it's gobbling up what's left. And it's putting sanctions on Russia. It's attacking it on its borders. It's putting jihadis in to take out Russia's allies like Syria. And what's most important to understand, the people attacking America, the people trying to take the basic liberties of this republic, are at war with any culture, period. And I study the makeup of the New World Order. It is eugenics, which is proto-pre-Nazi. It is bizarre world government dreams of the Rothschilds. It's mixed in with all sorts of just bizarre occultism, and it's very anti-human. And is building a planetary government, which the elite believe will give them life extension technologies and other things that they don't want the general public to have access to. So they have to get a world government in now to dictate energy, to dictate resources, and to dictate science so that they can control the arc and growth of what they call disruptive technologies that just simply unseat the monopoly power groups. But when I talk about chivalry saving us, I don't say our military is perfect. I don't say the Russian military is perfect. I don't say any fighting man or woman is the end-all, be-all. But compared to the central planners who don't actually do the fighting and dying, there's a big difference between them. And there's been a big struggle inside our government to stop the funding of ISIS and al-Qaeda and the evil things America's doing. But here's the bottom line. There is an attack on Christendom happening worldwide, and America and Russia are under attack by the very same world government forces. Stay with us.
Clean, pure. pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule. That government by an elite group is superior. The government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello, me. Meet them.
So I'm not going into a basic history lesson today because I don't have enough news. The news is over the top important. We're going to be covering it here in a few minutes. But when you look at the fact that Russia did nothing but aid this country through its entire creation and even help during the Civil War keep the Union intact against British intelligence that was trying to divide the country. And when you realize that the cousins of the British royal family and the Russian royal family hated each other for at least the last 200 years or so, and that they were wiped out by design. And I'm not defending those royal families. The point was something 50 times worse was put into power. And so Russia has seen a major resurgence of its Orthodox Church, the Catholic Church, Protestantism, you name it. They're really rediscovering their roots and coming out of, well, it's been 98 years since the Bolshevik Revolution, but in the last 20 or so, they've been coming out of it. So 80 years of super hardcore social engineering, political correctness. All the stuff that you see happening here today is word for word out of NKVD, KGB handbooks. But you need to understand, that stuff didn't come from Russia. That all came from London, England, and New York City, and Washington, D.C. Every bit of it. Those are Western technologies of oppression. Our elites are so sinister, so evil, so smart. I'll hand them that they literally funded Hitler. This is all on record, to build him up so he would then destroy Europe. He wasn't under their control. They knew what he would do. Just like they know what ISIS and Al-Qaeda and al-Nusra is going to do. And the truth is, no one is as evil as the people running the West. There is no doubt that when it comes to having satanic spiritual understanding and knowledge of how to commit just unbelievable deceptions, the West has it. And it's not because the West was bad. Where do you think evil gravitates? Where do you think the devil would make his main move? In the heart of Christendom, in the United Kingdom, in the United States, in the groups and people seen worldwide, whether it was by French or Japanese historians, as the most daring, the bravest, the smartest, the hardest working, the most giving, the most loving, the most charismatic. Once the great engine of the Renaissance fell to the New World Order, the world was in great peril. And the UN's own report this year admits persecution against Christians has doubled the last decade. There is more persecution of Christians worldwide than all other groups combined. So if you look at this from, Sylvester Stallone anti-Russian movies in the 70s and 80s, or if you look at it from an America versus Russia perspective, you're never going to get it. It is a mystery of evil that the Bible talks about, of an evil force on this planet. The more I study it, the more my faith gets strong, because that's what it is. You run right into the fact this isn't human intelligence we're dealing with. This is a spirit that is against men, that is against women, that is against families, that is against stability, that is against honor, that is against nation states, that is against culture, that is against true creativity. And if you want to take down a civilization, you first take down the men. And we see the war against men in every sitcom and drama and movie. And we see the war against women, and we see the war against our children, and we see what we've been turned into, domesticated, dumbed down shadows of what we were. See, Russia already hit the bottom. We're a long way from the bottom. Will we learn from Russia's peril and reverse course? Or will we go through things far worse than the Russians went through? Because let me explain something. 3 years ago, Paul Watson wrote the article, headline, Army Manual Details Domestic Internment Camps with Re-Education Centers. Folks, they use the term re-education centers that is directly out of Soviet gulag terminology. Army.mil. People still can't believe you can go to Army.mil and read about how they plan to put us in re-education camps. And it talks about putting the Tea Party in and all the weird peer pressure and then turning the camp's food off if the people themselves don't beat you to death because you're not a good, liberal. I mean, that's what all this bullying in the schools is, all this political correctness. This is handbook stuff they did in China and Russia. I mean, folks, they are going to have their ways with us. It is so unspeakable, the clutches we're in. The unbelievable clutches that we're in. I'm not trying to scare you, but we have bold criminals in charge who are waging war against any strong nation state and against any country that can stand against total one world government. And the West is trying to push Russia into a military confrontation. And they're openly having discussions now about whether they'll just keep it a conventional war. We're going to cover this when we return in a moment. But you can't just be delusional and think, I'm going to be politically correct and support this big summit to save the world in Paris because I care about the planet. It's a feel-good thing. It is a carbon tax to track every facet of your life and control your life and selectively cut off your energy sources. Massively jacking up your prices. Whereas insiders are exempt worldwide. You understand what that means? Monopoly takeover. We've got all these huge things happening right now. And there is a war to take down humanity taking place right now, and we're all under attack. You think the globalists hate the Russians because they have their own weapons and are independent? They hate Americans five times worse. And here are these two regions, these two countries that should be collaborating because of all the scientific and technological advances. And instead, like fools, we're played off against each other over and over and over again by the cold-blooded New World Order. If the men of this country would just get as informed as they are about fantasy football as they should be about geopolitics, we wouldn't be in this position. We're going to come back and break down these serious World War III implications that even mainstream media is calling it that. Briefly, we extended Black Friday, as I told you we would do Friday, through tonight at midnight at InfoWarsStore.com. Your purchase of the products does make everything we do here possible. Now, we have a 2-ounce super high-quality colloidal silver, 30 parts per million, silver bullets, the brand name at InfoWarsLife.com, $9.95. The leading competitor is $24.95, and it's the exact same stuff made at the same factory. This is the highest quality we can get. It's the same stuff that's in Whole Foods, you name it, private label by us. $9.95 or $24.95, your choice, and you get to support the InfoWar. We have other big specials on Super Male Vitality, X2, and a bunch of other products at InfoWarsLife.com. And your purchases of the products make this whole operation possible. I want to thank you all that have been supporting us and spreading the word about the transmission as well. At InfoWarsLife.com. We also have free shipping running on all items at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com right through to tomorrow. But then it ends.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Every time we play that, I see emails or comments going, man, who is that doing King of the Hill voices? Beavis and Butthead, they sound just like Mike Judge. Well, that is Mike Judge. That's why it sounds like Mike Judge. Just throwing that out there, another patriot, fully awake, knows what's going on, has like 180 IQ, helped design the F-18, but also is one hell of a cartoonist and voiceover expert. All right, I'm not going to go off into that. It's just there are a lot of great patriots out there across the world, a lot of great artists that know the truth. Let me now get into the situation in Russia, then I'll cover the Planned Parenthood situation and the big climate conference and the rest of it and how it all ties together, but I shot a video titled Total Emergency Alert, Part 3, World War 3. And that's because it's the third one I've done in about 6 months. I did one 6 months ago, one about 2 months ago, and then one yesterday. It's a 10-minute video. It's up on InfoWars.com. We are hurtling towards the precipice of full-scale war. And I show CIA analysts saying it, and the Washington Post saying it, and the Russians saying it, and show historical evidence. But remember, I kept telling you that the elites are evacuating out of the West. They're moving to armored facilities, redoubts, fortresses in rural areas around the world. They're also building armored redoubts in places like the mountains in Missouri and places, the Ozarks. They're digging in. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to have a big war, but there's massive preparations going on. And I've been saying building up into December and on into next year. Major geopolitical jockeying, countries lining up, the same stuff we saw before World War I, World War II, Korean War, you name it. And if you just look it up, there are literally hundreds of analysts, historians, geostrategists, Pat Buchanan, saying we're ripe for major escalations of war with nuclear powers. One of Pat Buchanan's new articles, again, is stumbling to war with Russia. So when I come out and say we're moving towards World War III, I'm not saying we're going to have a new world war. I'm saying the ingredients are there. It's like putting two pit bulls in a cage together. You know, a fight's going to start. And here are the headlines. CNN, how is this not World War III? Here is the New York Times. World War III is the headline. Former CIA operative, get ready for World War III. Saying that it's out of control, the worst, you know, case scenario, escalations with Russia with a shoot down of their aircraft. It goes on and on. Here's another headline. Has World War III already started? So, mainstream media now finally gets it, but I'm just pointing out we weren't fear-mongering when we said 6 months ago that many geopolitical analysts believe and elites are making moves to protect themselves during a world financial crisis, regional wars, even limited nuclear war. If this continues, I mean, it's simple. Russia is there bombing ISIS and Al-Qaeda out of Turkey and Saudi Arabia. The West is all backing it. They're shooting down Russian aircraft, blowing up their rescue helicopters. And then the Turkish Ergun, their president, prime minister, came out on Friday and said, listen, you're saying you developed these S-400 missiles that'll shoot down our planes in seconds if we come into your airspace. We're going to continue coming in. They come in every day. They said, we're allowed to come into Syria. You're not allowed to even fly near the border of Turkey. People think that's hypocrisy. No, it's all about arrogance. And believe me, the Russians might have been in their airspace for like 9 seconds. The only way they could be waiting on them was the flight plan filed with NATO and the United States and CENTCOM. Now, let's be clear. We have a bunch of politicians that have never been in the military, never commanded troops. And as dangerous as it is to have generals in charge of war, it's even more dangerous to have the politicians in charge of it. And it's been our military in the last several years that has gone to Congress behind the scenes, gone to the president of the White House, and said, we're not backing Al-Qaeda and all these groups in Syria. We're not stopping. We're losing moral high ground. This is really bad. They're murdering non-radical Muslims and Christians by the hundreds of thousands. Our own military is freaking out. You cannot do this because our military is made up of mainly Christians. And they're not going to be part of this. And so Christians have looked at this and understand that Russia is in a good, just war. And the United States is run by the same criminals that sell baby parts on the world market and snuff films and sex slavery. I mean, we're run by international mafias that are above the law through the UN, the IMF, and World Bank. And our own military, last year, as reported by Fox News after we broke it, with a straight face, said, the founding fathers are not welcome in today's military. Don't be part of the Tea Party or a Christian, or you may be court-martialed. I mean, you realize the magnitude of saying you may be court-martialed if you go to an evangelical church? People say that's over the top tyranny. You have religious freedom. That's the whole point. They're getting us ready. They're saying we're going to forcibly inoculate your kids. We're going to say, you know, you can't give money to the Tea Party. We're going to arrest Dinesh D'Souza, the filmmaker. He's on tomorrow. We're going to go after Matt Drudge. We're going to go after InfoWars. We're going to take people's free speech, and if you don't like it, that's just the way it is. Sit down and shut up. They have banned demonstrations in Germany and France. Tyranny is here. And for all of Russia's problems, Russia would not completely capitulate to suicide, to letting in unlimited radical Muslim immigrants, to putting taxes on people trying to have kids, to shutting down their society. Russia doesn't forcibly inoculate. Russia doesn't sell baby parts. And it's not that Russia is so good. It's that the people that run us are so bad and practice evil upon us in an attempt to get us to simply accept it. Look at these headlines. Putin, citing national security, signs Turkey sanctions decree. And you see how fast this escalates where the missiles get fired now at the Turkish aircraft, and then Turkey responds and NATO responds, and there you are. Putin, citing national security, signs Turkey sanctions decree. Putin accuses Obama of leaking flight details to Turkey after Russia releases video of S-400 SAM deployment in Syria. Turkey's Erdogan warns Russia not to play with fire and says, we will shoot down your aircraft, and by the way, we'll fly over Syria, we'll do whatever we want. Russia, fully mobilized, strikes Turkish targets in Syria. Russia deploys TOW missile-resistant T-90 tank in Aleppo. Turkish-supported jihadist group shells Russian base in Syria. I mean, Turkey's already in a war with Russia. They've had, by the way, 10 wars with them, lost 9 of them. So that's what's going on while the average man watches football today and acts tough in front of his wife and, you know, grunts in front of his neighbor and feels powerful. A real man would know about how the world works. He'd be involved. He'd be standing up for justice. He'd be standing up for Christians. He'd be standing up for free speech. He'd be standing up for the Second Amendment. But see, men think that's not what men do. Men just go make money and try to have as much fun as they can. That's why you're not a man. That's why you're not happy. That's why you're not fulfilled. That's why you're a slave. I'm talking to people that just tune in for the first time and think this is all cute and funny. So you don't see it as your place to be involved or informed. So you're dead already. Meanwhile, coming up, Prince Charles, climate change, a cause for war. We mentioned this last week because now Bernie Sanders has come out following the orders of the oligarch, of the monarch, and is saying, oh, yes, the problems in Syria and everything aren't because the West invaded the country and broke it all down and did all this and killed hundreds of thousands of people. No, no, it's because climate change. And now they're warning that giant flying boulders may rain from the sky if we don't pay Al Gore and the UN for every human action we take. I mean, what a joke. Their propaganda is so dumbed down to a third grade level. And you've got all these fake liberals who are really totalitarians who really want to be chumped by all this. It's totally sickening. The second hour is only 70 seconds away when we go to break. Please tell your friends and family to tune in. We're talking about the future of the world right now. It couldn't be more important.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.